Hiya, doll. How was the show?
It was exciting. Mark Wade was in our home. I'm so sad. Sorry that you missed him.
That's very exciting.
He said he would come back anytime.
Did he sign our home?
He did not sign our home. He signed Tommy Ryman's Birthright comic books.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Good sport about him.
It's a surprise.
Except for that I had to get them from Tommy Ryman. So, and he said any that he's willing to sign would be great. And I was like, even if it's just number one. And then I found out that it's Mark Waid's favorite series that he wrote.
That's amazing.
And he's written everyone. Like, literally, Marvel was like, well, who haven't you written? And he's like, I don't know. Doctor Strange? And so now he's writing Doctor Strange for a year.
That's right.
But he wrote Archie.
Yep.
And he wrote, and we read that.
We read those.
He came up with, he was looking at my list upside down.
Hmm.
And he would name things, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I read that, but I don't want to say it just in case he asks me questions about it or something.
Right.
But I remember I mentioned the Archie Zombie one. He said I did not write that. And he said I just got to write really great high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, and then he told me that
what I really enjoyed about those Archie comics is that they were based on some of the original Archie comics. Like, he would go back and he would have a little essay about something that happened in one of the early Archie comics that he then used to base a story.
Oh my God, that sounds exactly like... Okay, so I just read, who knows?
Birthright.
Birthright, because my mind is a sieve.
Superman.
The Superman Birthright that he wrote some time ago, like 2003, yeah. I think it was. And so we're talking about the very first Supermans, because he said, I don't know, there's probably someone else, but I'm genuinely... all of Superman. I have read every comic that's ever been done. I have listened to all the radio plays. I've watched all the movies and all the TV shows and all the iterations of TV shows.
Right.
And I had just gotten to the part again in Birthright where, because he was talking about in Action Comics, the two guys who made it, there were no super villains.
Right.
There was just Superman, and he was essentially, he's a social justice warrior.
Yeah.
And so he saw, and in the first Action Comics, he sees a guy beat his wife up, and he throws that man through a wall. There's an episode or an issue, he finds a crooked banker, and he was so excited when he was talking about this. He goes, so he finds a crooked banker. He goes, he picks up his vault, and he said, I swear to God, it said this. When he picked up this vault, he said, it's a real nice bank you got here. Be a shame if anything happened to it.
Hilarious.
And he said, so eventually, they had to stop because it just became the minutia that he was fighting.
Right.
And at one point, he was fighting unsafe cars. Anyway, so he was like, okay, I think we're done.
I guess we need villains now.
And it went, and he went down, and it was so fascinating, and it was great.
I can't wait. I may actually listen to this one.
Right, you may actually listen to this one. And Birthright, at one point, there's kind of a thug thing that Superman does. That totally reminds me of that first when he described it. I said, hey, you did something like that in Birthright. He said, that's right. That's everyone.
Ooh, nice. Nice homage.
Yeah, nice homage. And he said, the Christopher Reeve Superman was just never as mad as the original Superman and as Superman can be.
Right.
And then we talked about Irredeemable, and it was pretty great because he wrote Irredeemable.
Yeah, that was a great series.
Yeah. So this is an amazing episode, and it's not a premium one. It's just he came to our house.
Right. We're just excited.
Yes.